After today's performance and an unbeaten run in Championship 3 this year, I'm sure, Neville, you're a very happy man.
I'm quite content now at the start of the season, and the squad is coming together. We're sitting top there. We've had a great bit of good competition there up to now. We're going into some tougher competition now over the next few weeks, so we've got a bit to work on. But content where we're at, certainly. Absolutely content, yeah.
The thing is today that, you know, the 64-3, possibly Hollywood played better than what that scoreline might say, because their forwards and phases give you a really good workout at times, especially at the tights. But the difference being that you were able to utilise space and ball whenever you got it, and a lot of the tries were coming from there.
Oh, Hollywood definitely were competitive there, you know, for definitely good periods of play, and put us under real pressure, got right down to our own try line, you know, and they kept a lot of sustained pressure. And then, as you say, we got a bit of space, and we got a bit of jinky kind of boys with a bit of pace, and managed to utilise that space quite well for most parts. Opportunities were created, and sometimes we didn't take them, but when we did take them, the boys did well to execute.
Well, it proves the old thing, the old saying in all sport, if you've got boys with pace, they're going to be lethal, and that's what really happened. And obviously, Christian at full back showed that he doesn't need space, he makes it for himself, and sometimes it's really fantastic to see the way he does things. But I'm not trying to say it's a one-man team, because the speed work was done before that to get him the ball in those positions.
Certainly today we're looking to get team tries, and sometimes the team does all the hard work, and then you get a man like that looks good. So I certainly think the team are creating the opportunities for players like that, creating the space, and giving Christian a bit of room to go, and our wingers a bit of space. So we've got a mindset that we're trying to conserve the space out wide to give these boys a crack, you know, one-on-one if they can, and give them a go at it. So certainly them boys look good.
Well, the fact is that they didn't get over your line shows defensively that you were solid. I mean, it's been a great season so far. In a couple of weeks' time, I'm hoping to come up here to see the Virginia game. That's going to be a key match, because they look, along with Korean, possibly who the two teams that are going to contest what happens at the top of the league.
Yeah, we're certainly eyeing up those sort of teams in the next few weeks, as the games are going to be getting really up for. The proof will be in the pudding with those matches, I think.
Well, no doubt you're looking forward to them. And how are you enjoying your debut? But I know you've coached before quite a lot. But with Staban this year, a new team, and it's been a good challenge. And so far, you must be very pleased.
Pleased, yeah. It's a good fold to be part of. The guys are keen, good guys, and they like to work hard. And got a good core group there that are really pushing themselves. The training and the fitness, and even off the pitch as well, you know, they're trying to develop themselves, and it's really good to see and be part of, and really, as a coach, all you really want to do is give them a bit of guidance and get the best out of them and see the best come out onto the pitch, and certainly we're starting to see that.
Well, I look forward to seeing your results coming up to that, Nevin, and also the game up at Virginia here, and I wish you all the very best for all the games, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Alec.